7,000 U.S. Marines are shipping out for the Persian Gulf. They're leaving Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, to join an estimated 50,000 American troops who are already in the Gulf region. There, they will prepare for a possible invasion of Iraq. Many world leaders are urging the U.S. to allow more time for U.N. weapons inspections there before heading to war. One of two chief weapons inspectors is in Washington today briefing U.S. officials on the ongoing hunt for nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons in Iraq. Mohammed al-Baradei and the other chief U.N. inspector, Hans Blix, told the Security Council yesterday that they have not found any hard evidence that Iraq possesses banned weapons, but they also said that Baghdad has not done enough to back up its claim that it has none. NPR's Kate Seeley is in Baghdad with details on the inspections. Kate, what did the UN inspectors do in Iraq today?
Well, it was a pretty typical day. Inspectors visited four sites in Baghdad, among them a missile fuel factory and a pharmaceutical plant. They also tried to conduct an aerial inspection by helicopter, but were unable to do so for the second day in a row due to bad weather.
What does the Iraqi government say in response to the complaint that they haven't done enough to prove that they no longer have any banned weapons?
Well, the Iraqi in charge of coordinating with weapons inspectors, General Hussam Mohammed Amin, told a news conference directly after weapons chief Hans Blix made his comments in New York yesterday. And, of course, I mean, played up the fact that Blix said teams on the ground in Iraq had so far found no smoking gun. He said that, in fact, vindicated Baghdad's claims that it had no banned weapons in response to accusations by Blix that Iraq's report on its arms programs failed to answer many questions. Amin said Iraq was ready to respond to any questions directed at it. And he also said that he thought most of the questions could be resolved during technical discussions that could be held between both sides. Now, Blix and Mohammed al-Baradei, the chief nuclear expert, will, in fact, visit Baghdad January 19th, and they're essentially coming to tell senior officials here that they must provide more credible evidence about Iraq's weapons programs.
What about the prospect of UN officials requesting Iraqi scientists and requesting permission to take them out of the country for interviews about weapons developments? How are the Iraqis responding to that?
Well, at yesterday's press conference with General Amin, he basically dismissed the idea, saying nobody would agree to leave Iraq. And I should note here, the Iraqi government has made it clear from the start that though it will not block scientists from leaving Iraq or from being questioned alone without a government official, it has strongly discouraged such actions, and Iraqi scientists appear to have gotten the message. Inspectors questioned a metallurgist last month who insisted on being accompanied by a government official and who later publicly urged fellow scientists to refuse to leave the country. And it's safe to assume that scientists are fearful of being seen to be cooperating with UN inspectors because it could lead to retaliation against them or their families.
Thank you, Kate.
Thank you.
NPR's Kate Seeley speaking to us from Baghdad. Well, today, Turkey's prime minister